Well, I think we could all agree it's been an interesting week. I want to talk about change. As is often the case in election years and changing of administrations, we talk about change. Often these things are the results of people wanting change, desiring change. That's not the kind of change I want to talk about, at least directly. I want to talk about the change that Scripture talks about, that Jesus talks about, that Paul talks about. True change. Not just surface change, not just change of names or parties in control. I want to talk about what Jesus says in his ministry. Matthew essentially says, from the beginning of his ministry, here's what Jesus taught. Change your hearts and lives. True change that starts with us. Jesus is preaching this to everybody, especially those who want to follow him. Come, follow me. But change your hearts and lives. What is the very first thing required for us to change? I would suggest it is humility. Because anytime we are open to changing, that means we know that how things are going is not the way they should be going, or the way God wants them to be going. Again, I'm speaking of us in our own lives. If you are truly open to change, that means you realize you can't stay with the status quo. This also ties in to sin. I've been asked before, why do we always have a confession of sin in the Presbyterian Church? It's so, it's so depressing. And yet you can't change and be changed, which is the whole message of Jesus, if you don't acknowledge something needs to change. That requires humility. Requires acknowledging, I'm not perfect yet, maybe never. When Jesus says, change your hearts and minds, he's saying to everyone, you can do better. Not perfect yet. You don't know it all yet. Maybe never. But change your hearts, your lives, your thoughts, your actions, your attitude, your habits, whatever needs to change, let me change it. And that requires humility. Our world, our country, our lives are too much bereft of humility. I would suggest, too many perhaps would say, I don't have anything to be forgiven for. Yeah, well, Christ might argue otherwise. Humility to be changed. I think this then leads to Paul's letter to the Corinthians. Paul is writing to a church, particularly a community, quarreling and divided. Sound familiar at all? Did you read the newspaper this morning or get online? And notice what was going on in Corinth. Particularly interesting. There were people in the church dividing themselves into little groups. Some saying, you know what, I follow Cephas. Others saying, I follow Paul. Others saying, I follow Apollos. Some even saying, I belong to Christ as a way of dividing themselves. And Paul essentially says to them, stop it. Don't divide yourselves into little groups based on people that you are following. And our modern component of this would be, I follow and support Trump. I follow and support Clinton. I'm a Republican, I'm a Democrat, I'm a liberal, I'm a conservative, or whatever label or group you might put yourself in. The problem Paul is saying to the Corinthians is, do you know why you put yourselves into groups? So you can not just divide yourself, but look down upon the other groups. I'm in the right group following Paul. I don't know what you all are doing. Paul says, no, you need to be united in harmony together. And he says, be of one mind, be of the same mind and purpose, agree with each other. And what he means by that is something very specific. For Paul, this phrase, agree with each other, is really literally meaning speak the same words. And for Paul, those words are specific. Jesus is Lord. Speak those words together. Agree on that. Be of the same mind and purpose. That is, the mind and purpose of Christ. Not any human being. And again, what is the mind and purpose of Christ? Begins with change your heart and your lives. And it moves to stop putting yourselves into groups to divide yourselves. In other words, what I see Paul saying is it requires not just humility to be together. It requires empathy, understanding. Now let's be clear what Paul is not saying. Paul is not saying stop talking about things that are important to you. Pretend you agree on everything. That is false unity. To say through gritted teeth, yes, I like the way things are going. That's false unity. True unity comes from speaking your mind. The kids were right on track. We could have just stopped the whole church service there. Speak your mind. Say what's on your heart. You can't be unified if people are pretending to be something they're not. But if you are wanting others to listen to you, you got to be willing to listen to them. And let's be honest, most of us are not good listeners. You know what we're good at doing? Giving the other person some time to talk while we figure out what we're going to say in response. What Paul is talking about is listen to each other. Really listen. And why listen? To understand the other person. To walk in their shoes a bit. So you may think and be wildly excited about the new Trump administration. But there are people who are scared to death by it. So why don't you talk to them? And say and ask, what is it that scares you? What hopes and fears do you have that causes you to feel so much different than how I'm feeling? And vice versa. And then maybe we can start having conversation. And validating, you may not agree at all, but to say, you know what? There is, you are feeling fear or hope or something. Let's talk about that. We all have hopes and fears. We all feel like people aren't listening to us at certain times, or the world's moving in a direction we don't like at certain times. That plays out in different ways. But let's talk to each other and empathize, not agree, but at least try to understand where people are coming from. But that requires being honest, requires not pretending something we're not. Humility. And then also to say, you know what? I want to understand you because I might be wrong. I might be wrong. You know, it sure feels like I'm perfectly right here, but I might be wrong. I can only speak for myself, but I've been wrong once or twice in my life about things that I thought pretty certain about. It's tough to have your mind changed if you don't encounter opposing viewpoints. Otherwise, you just live in your little bubble. Otherwise, you're just like the people in Corinth in their little groups. So Jesus says, change your heart and mind. Be open to change, which means talk to other people. Stop putting yourselves in groups. Try to understand them and then respect each other. One of the worst things that we do in putting people into groups is we use the group to dismiss the other person. You voted for who? You must be nuts. Yeah, that's an easy way to dismiss 48% of the population. Life's a lot easier that way. And we'll keep fighting and yelling and being divided and hating each other, and eventually we'll say, oh, no wonder we're where we are now. But it starts with change. It starts with recognizing what we have in common, at least as Christians, which is we're all trying, at least claiming to want to follow Christ and be more like Christ. And most of us falling miserably short most of the time, if we're honest. And so we try harder. And we allow others to try harder. And we try harder together. Change. Humility. Empathy. Respect. When you know, you don't know. Right, Duke? Here's a slightly better way to say that. It's from Sir Karl Popper, a great philosopher. Here's what he said. I like this. For this is the true source of our ignorance, the fact that our knowledge can only be finite, while our ignorance must necessarily be infinite. Change your hearts and minds and lives. Work for the same purpose, to be more like Christ. Again, it starts with us. Remember Paul mentioned to the Corinthians, some of them were saying, I belong to Christ, using it as divisive. I belong to Christ and you don't. Instead, I would suggest all of us should say, we're trying to belong to Christ. That's our goal. Look, I want to belong to Christ. And most days, that's difficult. Because I want to belong to the Christ who is all about humility and honesty and empathy and love. And any time I don't embody those qualities, I cut myself off from Christ. Thus, I need to change. You need to change. We all need to change. Hearts, minds, and lives. That's true change. And that's our only, only true hope. Amen.